Hello. Hi, guys. Hello. Welcome to the Women of Vision show. Are we alive? This is so interesting. Welcome, you guys. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to the Women of Vision show. We are doing a bit of a special edition, also known as our first time doing it this way. We are all calling in to the station due to the current situation with us all needing to be in our homes. So please bear with us as we are doing this from call-in for the first time. So it's very interesting. How are you ladies doing tonight? This is, by the way, your host, Haley Clan-Denning.
And Maurice Brown. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope everybody's healthy and, just in good spirits.
Yes, yes. And we are sitting down tonight with the beautiful Maria. Is it? I didn't ask you ahead of time how to pronounce your last name to make sure I pronounce it right.
Salas.
Okay, Salas. That was an easy one. I should have had more faith in myself. How are you doing tonight, though, dear?
You know, just like everybody else, I'm doing the do. I want to thank you guys for inviting me on to the show. It's so cool. I'm not used to being in this seat. I'm used to being in your seat. So it's nice to be a guest. Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting because it's nice to get to put you a little bit on the hot seat then and learn a little bit more about you. I'm excited. I'm so I can't believe I actually haven't had the opportunity to meet you in person yet. I'm so bummed. I missed a couple of gatherings, so I didn't get to meet you. But you have a very fun personality, so I'm very excited to talk to you tonight.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. Let's keep it fun and uplifting and positive, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, goodness gracious, where do we start? So how long have you been a Women of Vision member, and how exactly did you find Women of Vision, my dear?
Well, first, if I could just pivot. I'm not trying to take over your show, Ailey, but if I could just pivot for just a second and just first, I just want to give a shout out to, you know, I want to kind of acknowledge what's going on right now and, you know, just kind of give a shout out to Shasta County and Shasta County first responders. I just want to thank everyone on the front lines of this COVID ordeal. And I want to thank the nurses, the doctors, the truck drivers, grocery people, PG&E, city people, and other people working hard for us right now, you know.
Absolutely.
If you are a manufacturing company that's looking at ways to starting to plan on helping our country, oh my God, thank you so much, right? And then also
absolutely.
I wanted to say that I'm going to be praying for you families, the new mommies and the dads that aren't allowed to see to go into the hospitals right now to see their new baby. Also the small business owners. Oh my gosh, I am like cheering for you right now. You guys, wow, stay strong. The new homeschool teachers, that's really interesting right now. So I just wanted to give a shout out to everyone that's totally affected and just really deeply affected by this harsh reality we've got going on right now. So I just want to say, stay strong, everybody. You're doing great. There's help coming. Have hope. Ask for help if you need it. And you know what? Let's be ready to make the most amazing comeback.
Oh my gosh, you're so awesome. I love that. You can segue from whatever I want to talk about anytime. Free range.
Okay, well.
But no, that's so true. And I'm glad that you did bring it up because it is, you know, obviously it's what we're all dealing with and what's happening right now. So, and it is important to thank all those people who are putting themselves out there to help us, keep a sense of normalcy and keep, you know, keep food in our homes and that are still out there working for all of us and trying to keep us safe. So, I'm very glad that you did bring that up.
So regarding Women of Vision, wow, when I first heard about Women of Vision, I just was like, okay, that sounds like a great fit for me. And actually, my friend Jen Brooks, who's in Chico, she's a mentor and friend of mine. And we sort of tag-team each other. She told me about the Women of Vision group. She tries to go to the Chico, you know, events, and then I go to the local Reading events. And I just want to say thank you to Maurice. My gosh, what a vision. Talk about women of vision. The first person that had this vision of, you know, creating this awesome tribe and culture of togetherness, right? And I love what's been created, and I just want to say thank you for creating this group. I feel super supported with Women of Vision, so that's what I love about this group. The members have always been so warm and very welcoming and had, like, you know, open arms. And it's just a lovely group. I feel every time I leave an event, my cup is full. It's fuller, right?
Aww. Yay. I love that.
That's amazing. And that's, I think, actually speaks really perfectly to what exactly, you know, Marie's, your vision is and what you are wanting to bring to our community and to women entrepreneurs and just women in general. So that's amazing. And I'm glad that you found us too, because you are a woman about town. You are involved in a lot of different things. So I'm glad that you, you know, found our tribe and that you are a part of it, and that we get to also have your amazing energy and, you know, the gifts that you bring us as well.
It's such a
But that's
too.
The
I
thing,
mean,
though.
Like, you're a giver.
If I hadn't heard about it, you know, through a friend of mine, I might not have found it. So if you guys, here again, I'm taking over. I invited a lot of people to come and listen tonight, people that I would love in our group, and if you could just maybe say...
Farms in Oregon, USA, and to All Fired Up, Felicia Sotorici. They're located at 1796 Turn Creek Road.
Absolutely. And thanks, ladies. We will be back here shortly on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is the Women of Vision Show.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. And we have been sitting down and talking with the lovely Maria Salas. Salas? How am I butchering it? It's not even hard. But just talking to you a little bit, and we were touching on this whole COVID-19 situation and how thankful we are for all the people who are still out there working for all of us, and then also how your journey began with Women of Vision, which is really cool. But now we're going to kind of transition a little, get a bit more information about you, a little more personal. You were saying that you're a twin. That's amazing. I don't know many twins.
Really? Wow.
No, I don't. So
it's a fun journey. It's a fun life, and you know, we've just had a lot of fun with this. And
that's so cool. I feel like my best friend sometimes with twins, but we
you know, kind of finish each other's sentences like everyone thinks twins should do.
That's so amazing. So I, of course, did a little bit of stalking before I before our interview, because like I was saying, I haven't had the opportunity to meet you in person yet, which I'm super bummed about, because you just are a ray of sunshine. Like, you can just tell, even over the phone, you have a lot of energy and a lot of really awesome, awesome energy to give. But I was reading, so you grew up in San Jose, my girl.
Yeah, so I grew up in the Bay Area. And ended up going to Chico State University for my undergrad, and then back to the Bay Area. Woo-hoo, Chico.
You're a fellow alumni, girl.
So, oh, man, that was kind of a journey as well. That was really interesting. So, and then back to Bay Area to live for a little bit, and then ended up back here. So, yeah, I saw your questions. What do you think?
Well, I'm just kind of curious. You are, Dr. Maria, and so you are in the chiropractic industry. So I guess I'm just kind of curious, growing up, down in San Jose and going through school as a teenager, before you got to Chico State, were you always, into health and, like, medicine like that, or is it something that you kind of grew into?
I would say both. So part of it was I was very much into, I would say sports background, movement background. And, you know, even in high school, my twin sister and I were the trainers, the athletic trainers, you know, and for high school sports, and helped out the medical trainers that we had on staff. And so that was a lot of fun with football games and different teams that we got to work with in high school. From there, I just ended up sticking to anything that had to do with physical sports and that nature, you know, doing a lot of biology, anatomy, you know, physiology, those types of classes. And then when I ended up at Chico State, I had an idea of what I wanted to do, and what was so cool about them, or my counselor at the time, was he allowed me to build my own curriculum. And so I combined a lot of things that had to do with marketing and sports together, and ended up taking a lot of classes like that. And then I was also a what do they have over there? They're not minors, but they're like a minor. They're an emphasis.
So right,
I
right.
Did, it was a women whatever emphasis. And so I took a lot of kind of like Women of Vision classes, if there were to be classes, you know. So I worked at the Women's Center, and, you know, did a lot there, and I worked hard and got out quick.
I was gonna say, that's a lot that you had going on, girlfriend. Like,
yeah, I was by myself up there. I didn't want to be up there alone. It was time for me to head back to the Bay Area and work, you know. So I got in there, took care of business and got out.
Gotcha. I like it. She's like, no fuss, no muss. Let's do this. So did you have any, going into this or while you were going through it, did you have any mentors or anyone that really kind of inspired you with, you were very well-rounded then, because obviously you didn't just specify in one area. I mean, having marketing, also, you know, everything else that you did and your women's stuff, that's a lot. So I'm just curious if there was someone that kind of spoke to you or, you know, that really inspired you to kind of take on all of these different roles, or is that just kind of how you've always been?
I don't know. Maybe it's partly that, you know. I don't want to say that I get bored, but my mom and dad were always really good about keeping us well-rounded. So they had us doing so many different things to keep us busy, whether it be sports or involved in some way. And so maybe, you know, that energy kind of stuck with me.
Absolutely.
Even if it was trying different foods, you know, from different cultures, they had us doing so many different things. So, and then along the way, as far as mentors go, there were so many, you know. I had like a few teachers in high school. I had, you know, counselors and people that I met along the way. I met someone, you know, I'm not going to name names or anything, but, I met someone that really inspired me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I could do that job, and I wanted to be like an athletic, I'm getting messages in, a messenger and it's throwing
you.
Me off. Sorry guys. But,
no, you're fine.
You know, so I was just trying to, you know, keep myself, like you said, well-rounded and, you know, creating a package, a Maria package that could go anywhere. You know what I mean? To have a skill set that could go anywhere. Because at that time, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, what was your vision as far as your skill set and how what you wanted to offer to
Well, I wanted to be an agent for female athletes. That's what I really wanted to do.
Yes, girl power.
For pro,
still need those. So would you say that you're kind of doing that now, or you've offered some form of that or along the way?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you that well, and I didn't get the question.
So can you hear me right now?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just wondering if, like, you were able to provide that for some females after school or even during.
Obviously, I didn't go in that direction. I ended up going to chiropractic school. And, you know, of course, I'm all about movement and athletes, and I really encourage that. I love seeing young athletes as patients. So, you know, that is always, you know, huge for me. But, yeah, I didn't go in that direction. Life changed. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, so how, you're definitely curious about that directional shift going back to school. You said you went back to the Bay Area. And how did you decide on chiropractic school?
You know, I didn't really know even that much about chiropractic care and how much it could do to help people. I was more thinking I wanted to have my own business. And so, you know, that was like a huge part of making that decision, you know, and what was available at that time as far as, you know, what my friends were doing and hearing about what I could do with my degree and all that kind of, you know. I was a personal trainer at the time. I taught, you know, classes, you know, as far as workout classes at the gym that I worked at in Los Gatos. So I was just kind of like really just trying to see what could I do with that background. And I knew a few people that were in chiropractic school. So I was like, okay, you know, maybe that's going to be it. And I ended up going to chiropractic school. So I knew I could own my own business. So that was one thing that I liked.
Definitely. That's pretty amazing to, you seem like the type who would want your freedom to be able to incorporate all of the things that you've learned, but still have your freedom to do exactly what you want to do and be a business owner. That seems to kind of actually full circle with everything that you've you know, that you've done. So
yeah,
are you a psych major? Because that is exactly me. I need freedom like you want. You wouldn't believe. I'm not going to be caged at all.
I love it. I love that, though. I can just tell with your spirit, like, yeah, you definitely are not the type of woman that's going to go in and clock in for somebody. Plus, you just have too much spirit. I feel like you have too much to offer, too much power to share with other people to not be your own boss. So we'll definitely have to touch on that when we come back from our next commercial break that, again, we're already creeping into. Because definitely want to hear more about your journey coming back to Reading then and obviously opening your own business. Like, that's huge. And I don't know a whole lot about chiropractic. A little bit more about that side of things as well.
Sounds great.
Gosh, I'm gonna have to get my sister. Got to meet her this summer, Maries. My sister's a female professional athlete. She plays volleyball, so I have to connect her with you. But we are definitely coming up, like I said, here on our next break. So we want to mention a few more of our amazing sponsors. Thank you so much for making our show happen.
Yes, and most of these women are small businesses, and I would love for you to support them. For Dana Graham, Master Intuitive Life Coach, Beth Gray with the Vita, the most nutritious drink, Lit From Within. They are in 2449 Athens Avenue, and I think they're doing live videos and meditation right now because you can't go to the gym. But look out for them on Instagram, Lit From Within Life or Lit From Within Tribe. Healthwise Chiropractic, they're located at 405 South Street, Suite D, and that's our very own Maria Salas right here. Michelle Lane Coaching, she's located in Chico, California. She's a transformational facilitator.
Amazing. All right, everybody, we will be back here shortly on KCNR 1460 AM with the Women of Vision Show.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is
339-7200. Hi. I'm Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Many people may not know that we started a propane tank refurbishing business about 5 years ago. We pick up tanks from various propane companies, bring them to our yard in Anderson, where we blast the old paint and rust off, repaint them with a very durable paint, and then install new valves. The tank is just like a new tank. We primarily sell these tanks in truckloads of 45 to other propane companies. I'm telling you about our new business because many of you are installing generators because of the probability of the power being shut off this summer. Shasta Gas Propane now sells standby generators and propane tanks so that you won't be left without power. Give us a call at 365-3793 so we can come to your house and give you a quote on a generator and tank. Again, that's 365-3793.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we're just having a wonderful time talking with Dr. Maria Salas about your journey into your chiropractic medicine and coming up here to Reading. So let's just dive right into that portion. You talked about how you went and focused on the chiropractic portion. So what exactly brought you up here to the Reading area, and what inspired you to start your own business rather than working at a chiropractic company?
Oh, great question. So for starters, Reading wasn't part of the bigger picture. It ended up happening, let's put it that way. And you know, chiropractic school is a process. Hopefully people that might be thinking about going to chiropractic school, I would love to meet with them and tell them that, you know, you have school, then you pass your boards, and then you can go ahead and go to work after that. So just remember, it is a process, and that's what I did when I got up here. I was here probably about a year before I opened practice, and I was just studying for my boards, studying for national boards and for state boards, and just kind of, you know, falling in love with chiropractic all over again because you realize how you can help people. And then as far as opening my own business, I guess I didn't even think, oh, I could go work for someone. Like, that wasn't even in my brain. I just thought you do is you open a business. And so I started in February 2005. So I've been in practice for about 15 years now. And it's been amazing. So I've learned a lot from my patients, and I've learned a ton from other chiropractors, and I feel like that I have learned so much even outside of school. So you know, we learn what we need to be safe chiropractors and to learn how to actually do technique. And we learn everything we're supposed to do to pass boards and all of that. But once you get into practice, you really are building relationships with people. You're learning about business, which is not something that they teach you too much in chiropractic school. So, I mean, you're learning what things to do and what not to do. And,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
like you said, you had a question, you know, that you gave me, and you were like, you know, some failures and stuff. And, yeah, it happens. When you try new things, there's a little bit of risk, and you fail sometimes, and you learn from that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, what do you think were some of the biggest challenges that you faced, you know, starting your own business and opening up your own practice? Because that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe not to you, like you said, because it was your focus and you didn't think otherwise, but, like, you know, that's a big deal, girl.
Yeah, so I would say my biggest fault is being stubborn, you know, and I really had to learn to ask for help, you know, because why would you want to reinvent a wheel, right? So making sure that I went to people that, you know, were already doing it and doing it successfully, you know, I learned a lot from them. So, you know, trying things that weren't working just, you know, all the time, you know what I mean, happening over and over again, it just doesn't make sense. So finally asking for help was huge for me.
Okay, I love that, because that is,
yeah, mentorship and coaching,
mentorship,
yeah,
community, just like what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
But what would you say, like, when you're like, you're when you're within the challenge itself, like, just keep on going, like, do you have, like, any go-to that you do for yourself as far
great,
as, like, you
great
know, especially
question.
When you're faced with the challenge at the moment?
Yeah, how do you push through that?
Well, I got to tell you guys, like I said, in the past, you know, beforehand, I didn't do so well with this, you know. I would say in the last several years, probably about 4 or 5, is when I learned how to ask for help. If you have a challenge or a failure, what I always try to look at is allow yourself that time, that sort of pity party time, right? Have your time of sadness, and meet it face on, you know, trying to push problems or failures or, or harsh times in your life under the rug or stuff it somewhere isn't probably the best idea for coping. So learn how to scream, cry, hit a punching bag, talk to someone, you know, write, start writing, journaling. What I did was I got some life coaching. I read a lot. I listened to my life coach, and I got the ego out of the way, frankly, and I started to read and write. And my life coach is Jim Howard. He's a local life coach in the area, and so he helped a ton. You know, I built, I would say, like a call friends network, you know, kind of like what we're doing now, and we're a little bit forced to because of, you know, how we can communicate. But I built that sort of network. If you want to call it battle buddies, you know, you can, but it's like that. I like the idea of making a plan and then acting on it. And then staying busy always kind of helped me. And then sort of like adopting this phrase, thing, it is what it is. You know, some things are what they are, and you're just going to go through them, and you have to start all over. And I just have to have faith that I know that the higher powers have my back, you know. So always being specific and asking what you want out of the situation, too. Like, I had to learn how to ask myself, okay, God, universe, higher power, whatever you want to call, what is the gift here in this situation, and what is the thing that I'm going to be so grateful for when I come through to the other side of it, and then live in that gratitude and like, be it, you know, like, live in it and be grateful.
Yeah,
that, okay.
It
sounds
you
easy
hit it,
when
you
I'm
hit
saying
it, right
it
on.
But it's not like, you know, things are hard sometimes. I'm not negating that.
Yeah. Well, we're all human at the end of the day, you know, so that is so perfect, though, what you said. It's so just life.
aside from your business and your clearly helping the community, is there other things that makes you, that lights you up and brings you joy?
Yeah. I'm an auntie. And so my auntie time really lights me up. As far as being an Arbonne consultant, you know, I'm an independent consultant with Arbonne International. And so right now I literally teach people and I teach and train people to do what I do. And so spending time with new consultants and teaching other business owners to do what I do has been really exciting. And, you know, someone helped me in the past, so I love the idea of now I get to kind of help someone else.
Yeah, when did you get into Arbonne? And
So I learned about the company probably back in 2009, and I was a product user, you know, like most people. But what happened was, you guys, frankly, as a chiropractor, you have people coming to you every day saying, you know, what should I use on my skin? What should I eat? How can I lose weight? What are some of the things that I can do to help me feel better, you know? And what can I put on my kids that's safe, you know? So it's really interesting. People that, you know, end up having kids, that's when they really start looking at the backs of products and they start really looking at ingredients, you know, that is such a shift in their paradigm once they have a little one. And so I would get those questions, and I was, you know, new to being a chiropractor, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to find some answers for people. And so I made it my job to find them solutions. And that's when I found Arbonne. Like I said, the universe has your back. It's listening, and, you know, in drops Arbonne, and literally, their whole philosophy was a right fit for me. It's such a smart business. It made sense. And I could send people to my own mall rather than sending them somewhere else that I didn't know what was in those products.
Yeah. For someone who's not sure about what it is, what is Arbonne? I've heard about
it, Arbonne,
but I have no idea.
Yeah,
I can't even say it right. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We are a 40-year-old health and wellness company. We concentrate on, you know, healthy bodies, beautiful skin, and just like a really, really sharp mental mind, you know, healthy mind and healthy body and healthy skin. What So basically it's an online, you know, business that I'm able to provide solutions for my friends, family, and my clients.
Wow. So it's very, like, I mean, it encompasses a lot then, obviously, right? Not just, like, lotions and creams is something that you can take. Like, I just feel like
yeah.
there's so much that I could ask.
Oh, yeah, you totally could. We could go on this forever. But so I like to tell people there's something for everybody. And we literally have a nutrition line. We've got skincare. We have a men's care line. We have a pediatrics line. We have a sports line.
Ah.
And, you know, frankly, there's over 450 products that these types of products are products that people are using already. You know, we're just really teaching people how to find a healthier version.
That's amazing. Well, I know. I'm going to have to definitely, we're going to have to do, like, interview number two. Well, I'm just going to have to come hang out with you and get some more information about that.
Yeah, her place is cute.
I was going to say, well, you'll have to, at the end of all of this, give us some info about where we can reach you at, too, so I can, I want to get some products. But we are creeping into our last commercial break right now, so... Anyways, definitely, like we said, we have a bunch of beautiful sponsors that help us with our show, and we definitely don't want to leave anyone out.
Not at all. Thank you, ladies, for keeping our show going. Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living, Everbloom Skincare. She's located at 6608 Azalea Avenue. They do facials, natural acne clinic, botanical-based non-toxic skincare. Bargain Books and More, located at 836 Butte Street. I know I'm pretty sure most of these places are closed right now, but if you can support them, they're on Facebook, like them, follow them, and I'm sure they do deliver.
Buy a gift certificate
Balden,
from them.
Certified health coach. I think she's doing a free a 28-day challenge right now, so give her a call. 303-355-5929. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield, personal and business legal insurance, as well as identity theft. And to Linda Lingo, financial coach. She inspires women into clarity and confidence in their finances. She's having a online workshop this Thursday, guys. So follow her.
Check it out. And we'll be back here shortly, the Women in Vision show here at KCNR.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And I've just been so loving talking to you, Dr. Maria Salas, about not only your chiropractic business, but also you are an Arbonne consultant, which is amazing. I am now totally perked and going to have to come in and see you, not just for the talk time, but I want some info. So it's been very nice talking to you. You are such a multifaceted woman, I tell ya. We don't have enough. An hour is not enough time, I don't feel.
It's been all about Zoom lately, that's for sure, so.
I've been here, okay, I'm like that person who does, I don't have Zoom, so apparently I need to get into it, because I've heard about it a lot lately. But, Deb, we were talking a little bit, like I said, about your business, and I am very curious about what you would tell other, well, not just ladies, but other people in general who are taking a leap into owning their own business or opening their own business, you know, what kind of advice would you give them, or what would you tell them to, I don't know, expect, push through, just anything, yeah. Any nuggets that you can give us?
Yeah, definitely. So first I say do it, you know what I mean? Just do it. And it's a really exciting adventure. And if you tend to be an adventurous person, it's perfect. But I'm going to just kind of give you five reasons that I know and that I, you know, teach, coach, and train on with other people, like about Arbonne, because it's the same reasons why Arbonne works for me, but it could be the things that other people look in other businesses, you know, maybe Arbonne's not for them, right? So they could be looking for other things. And so what I always say is, you know, make sure that look into productization, right? So like Arbonne, make sure the business has products that are consumable. Right? Meaning that they go down the drain, right? So, I mean, ask any coffee shop or ask Mimi Mosley, right? When people are finished drinking their amazing wine, what do? They order more, right? So look for businesses where products are consumable. And like Arbonne, same thing. We're a leading health and wellness company that is also a B Corp. So we pay attention to our environment, and we're selling products that people are already spending billions of dollars on anyway, right? We're just, like I said before, we're redirecting them to shop with us in our mall and teaching them a healthier version. And like I said, there's literally something for everybody. Number three, I always like to say that our culture, you know, our product philosophy and our mission is to, you know, use products. The founder of our company, Petter Mork, it was so important to him that he developed products that were pure, you know, safe and beneficial, meaning they worked. They were results driven, and the end consumer could see that they're working in such a short amount of time. So, and people want that. They want to see things that are working. So they want to spend money on something that works. So we have an amazing also refuse to use list, and that is over 2,000 ingredients that we are promising our clients to that those ingredients are not going to be in the products, right? So maybe look for a company, if that's important to you, that the products are cleaner, maybe look for a company like that. So our standards are even better than European standards and definitely better than the U.S. standard, which only bans about 11 ingredients for products in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Look for a company like Arbonne, you know, maybe that is global and mobile. You know, we're global and mobile. I do a lot of my business from my phone and computer. I also do belly-to-belly business. So if the internet's down, guess what? We're going to go meet up with someone when it's all ready and time for us to do that. We can. But like I said, I'm doing a lot over Zoom and virtual and social media right now. We
look for a business. Maybe that's in multiple countries like us. We're in six countries. We are in UK, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Poland, and then in the U.S. We also ship to our territories, as well as we ship to every military base all over the globe. Okay, so, you know, when it's 4th of July in the United States, it's not 4th of July in Poland, right? So people are still going to be ordering products and not just be playing all day, right? People in other countries use self-care products. They wash their faces. They wash their hair. And they also care about what's in their products. So we also have built, we have a built-in online presence and no overhead. Literally, you didn't come into my office, Maurice, and see all these products waiting for me to sell, right? There's literally no overhead inventory. So that's really important to me when I'm looking for a business. Also, what would be important to me if I was somebody now looking for a business, I would be looking at the company, their culture and how they train people, right? Look for a company that doesn't measure their success in how many people they sign up, but how about how they help their consultants to be successful. So as a mentor, I lock arms with my new consultants, and I teach and train everything they need to know to be successful. Now, it's an effort-based business, so that person has, I call it, you gotta want it, right? So if you have that want-it attitude, if you have the grit, if you're a people person and you have a heart to serve, really, Arbonne is a great company for you. And it's a great partnership, you know, me and my new consultants, because literally I'm doing better if they succeed. That's it, period. So I would be looking for, you know, all of those things in a company for people that are looking for a side gig, a plan B, or even a plan A right now. And just do it, you know. Don't wait until you know everything. People like to wait until they know everything. You know, there's really no risk with Arbonne. You're literally paying $49 to get a website and start your business the moment you hit submit.
People like to be, you know, control the outcomes, know what's going to come and happen. But you're right. You got to just take the leap. And sometimes you just have to trust yourself and go for it, because there's not going to be any better time than the time that you're just choosing to do it. So I think that's fantastic advice.
Sometimes you learn.
So I don't know how much time we have left, but I just want to end on telling everyone thank you so much for you guys for allowing me to come on and share my story, share the Arbonne story and the chiropractic story a little bit. And I just want to tell everyone thank you for working hard through this time right now. And again, the one thing, always go back and I want to be at the front row of everyone's, you know, comeback story right now. And I can't wait to hear everyone's comeback story through all of this. And I just want to be in the front row cheering them on.
Oh, you're so amazing. Well, we definitely need to know too, do you have any upcoming events, or anything coming up where we can find you? You know, got to know
your
what's
website,
coming up.
Social media.
So definitely you can find me on social media. If you haven't already, I'm on Facebook, Maria Salas. Insta, Dr. Maria Salas. I do have an event coming up. It's obviously over Zoom, because that's what we're doing these days, all virtual. And it's Wednesday night at 7 p.m. I like this hour because, you know, after maybe the kids are settled in or after dinner, you know, it's at 7 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and post that. And it's just a light conversation at taking a peek at Arbonne as a business. And it's this Wednesday night, April 1st. I guess that's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And I will put that information on my Facebook page as well as Instagram. And if anyone's listening and, you know, they can always messenger me in Facebook and ask for the information, or I'll put it on the Women of Vision page as well.
Awesome. And I do have one other quick question. You know, we don't have a ton of time. We've got about 3 minutes. But I'm just curious about the chiropractic industry. You're not seeing anyone right now, I'm assuming, or are you? Or how can we find you in that aspect, too?
You can always find me at HealthWise Chiropractic. And you guys have all my information. But, yes, I am seeing patients. I'm a healthcare provider,
okay.
You guys. And I'm following
She's
all
essential.
The federal and state, you know,
issued recommendations right now for COVID, and I'm keeping people separated. Definitely want to make sure that I'm there for people in pain and discomfort
Absolutely.
Right now, and to get them through this hard time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for all of your information and just sitting down with us tonight and talking to us a little bit about who you are and your business. And we definitely are going to have to do interview number two, I feel like, to cover more information with you, because
I'm all about having fun with you guys. So let's do it.
Absolutely. Maurice, do we have anything? I know, like she was saying, with the way everything is right now, we probably aren't having any Women of Vision meetings. Is there anything online that we can tune into here coming up for Women of Vision?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, Linda Dingo is going to be facilitating a Zoom this Thursday for, I think, small business survival. The topic is
right.
Small business survival.
That's huge.
And, she's our financial expert, in-house financial expert. So, I am thinking of having just the social second Wednesday, but yeah, via Zoom or something like that. We just need to. You need 30 more days of this. I think we need to see other people.
Yeah, we're going to have to connect. So, well, I hope everyone has a wonderful Tuesday night and everyone stays safe and healthy out there. And thank you guys all for tuning in to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.